Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Apple Viz podcast. My name is Anonymous. A brand new app that just came out. I don't know if it came out today or yesterday or just recently, but I've seen it going around in the Twitter atmosphere, and it was posted today on Apple Viz itself. And it is a really, really cool little app. I thought this was really kind of a unique little app. And it's really going to be geared towards for people that are absolutely brand new to the iOS devices of any kind that you're going to use, whether that's a touch or an iPad mini or an iPhone. This is a must-have if you want to be able to help your family members. Maybe you have a family, friends, coworkers, or even maybe it's from students. This is something that I would highly recommend you to take a look at. Basically, this is an app called Vo Starter, S-V-O, space, S-T-A-R-T-E-R, just like it sounds, Vo Starter. And basically, this Vo Starter is absolutely for people that are brand new to the Vo and never had any kind of experience with gestures, scroll bars, pinching, texting, all sorts of things that we all take for granted every day when we use our devices. So if you could just follow along with me on this tutorial here, that you'll get the kind of hang of it, so you understand what I'm getting here, is that this is not for everybody. This is perfectly for the absolute starters. And I think I'm really going to say I highly recommend this for people that are coming to the devices and never used it. This is a great way to start and using how to use those gestures and things like that and with the Vo. However, I am going to say that even though Apple does have its own set of tutorials, which you can find within the setting, general accessibility, and etc., to do the Apple tutorial version of the Vo, you know, I will find that I think you could probably use this in conjunction with each other. I think it will work really well with each other. And with the two tools together, I think you will get a much better idea on how to use this. I kind of like this a little better because the tutorial perspective is very detailed, and it really gets you in the nitty-gritty that you actually have to get into yourself and start to explore and things like that. So basically, this podcast is going to show you how to start up the tutorials, give you a little bit about the layout, and maybe some advice I can give you, and for the developers for this fantastic app itself. So let's go ahead and bring up the device. I'll turn on my device.
1022. Slide to unlock.
Unlock the phone.
Vo Starter.
And then
double tap to open.
I am at the Vo Starter right now. I'm going to double tap on the Vo Starter to bring up Vo Starter for the first time.
Vo Starter. Vo Starter. Double tap begin to start.
Now, it says a double tap to begin to start, and this is where I kind of see the developers. This is a very fantastic first start of the app, but I can kind of give you some suggestions what we could do with this, but I'll leave that at the end of the podcast. But for now, let's worry about the layout of the screen. The first thing you're going to notice that there are going to be a few things you need to know, and at the top left of this corner, we're going to find
our
About button. So on the main menu, you got the About button, which is at the top left. And so at the center top, as I flick to the right,
Vo Starter heading.
We have the Vo Starter's headings. And when I flick to the right,
Begin button.
We have the Begin button, which is located at the top right. Now, as I flick towards the center of the screen, this is kind of a cool part, is that the tutorials is you begin with the Begin button. It will go through one tutorial to the next and to the next and to the next in order as you go. But in the main page, you're going to be able to see all the tutorials that are available that you're going to be going through. So anytime, if you want to skip the actual order of what the Begin does as a wizard goes through the tutorial, you can jump straight into any of the tutorials as we're going to hear as I flick to the right. So let's begin with the tutorials. So let's flick to the right.
Menu heading.
So we have the menu heading. As I flick to the right, these are all the tutorials that you're going to find on the Vo Starter. So the first one is the buttons.
Buttons. Learn how to activate buttons in iOS.
Okay, and I flick to the right.
Alerts. Learn how to interact with alerts. Text fields. Learn how to type in iOS.
Okay.
Text views. Play around with an iOS text box. Table views. Master the iOS table view. Tab view. Learn how to navigate through a tab view. Switches. Learn how to use switches in iOS. Sliders. Learn how to use the slider control in iOS.
I think that's pretty useful. You know, we can always see the scrubbers and the sliders. I think that's a pretty cool one.
Pickers. Learn how to pick data from an iOS picker. Web views. Learn how to navigate in an app web view. Action views. Learn how to work with action sheets. VO tips. Learn a few useful voiceover tips. Resources. Some useful iOS resources.
And the very last one is the web resources that you can find for additional information as I flick to the right again. And that is it for the tutorials. So really at this point, you would probably need to install this app for your user for the first time and get this app going. And I highly suggest you to go ahead and hit the begin button for them, because it's going to drop you into the very first tutorial, which teaches you how to use the buttons and how to double tap on it. So the interface, I think is a great start. I wonder, and I question my reasoning why the developers didn't just drop you right into the very first tutorial, which is teaching you the buttons rather than just showing you the actual menu of all the tutorials you can do. That's one thing I would suggest to them is to be able to just drop right into the actual wizard of when you start with the first one, which is the buttons, and then any time they can just hit the menu button, which shows you this page, and they can just kind of skip around if they want to or review the same thing, just kind of get a refresher course. So in this case, at the top right here,
begin button.
So if you're getting this ready for your students or your family or a friend, I would just definitely go ahead and double tap on this for them.
Welcome. Tap the middle of the screen to get started.
So it basically tells you what you got to do, which you got to tap on the center of the screen. So they're going to teach you how to do these tap. So let's do the tap.
Welcome to VO Starter. This app will help you learn voice over on your iOS device. While reading instructions, you may need to flick right with one finger to get to the next object. This will also help you find the button to get to the next screen. Flicking right will go to the next object, while flicking left will bring you to the previous object. Find the next button to go to the next screen and double tap.
So they tell us we need to find the next button and double tap. And so we have just gotten our first set of instruction, which is about the flicking to the right and flicking to the left. So as I flick to the right,
menu button.
We have our menu button, and I flick to the right again. We have nothing there, so the next button is not there, so let's keep flicking back to the left until we find the next button.
Welcome to VO Starter.
And it's not there.
Next button.
There's the next button, so it will tell us to double tap on this. To give you a layout, what we have here and what you're going to see on every single screen from here and about, the most two important things are the top left and the top, the top left and the bottom left. The bottom left is the menu button. And the menu button, at any time that you want to get out of the tutorial, you hit the menu button, you double tap on that, and goes again, it takes you back directly back to the main page, which where it drops you with all the set of tutorials there. At the top left, we have
VO Starter, back button.
The back button. So as you do the tutorials itself, you know, if you're five tutorials down deep and you just want to go back one, you can always go back to the last page or to the previous tutorials by that way. Or, as I just stated before, you go to the bottom left to do the menu to jump out the whole tutorial itself and get back to the main page. In this circumstance, the next button is at the top right at this point, so we need to double tap on the next button.
Next button.
So let's double tap on here, so let's learn about the buttons itself.
Buttons. Welcome. Back button.
So, they can just now flick to the right, or they can just tap on the center of the screen and also give you the set of instructions what you need to do at this point.
Buttons will be found in every iOS application. It is very easy to use a button if you are a voiceover user. Simply double tap on the button to activate it. Flick right until you find the next button and double tap. Voiceover tip. Split tapping is another way to double tap. With one finger, find the button, and then tap anywhere else on the screen with another finger.
There you go. So it gives you a couple of advice and tips. So I'm going to keep looking to the right until it finds the next button, as it suggests us to do, and double tap.
Menu button. Next button.
There's the next button. In this case, the next button is at the lower right-hand corner of this time. So I'm going to double tap on the next button.
Buttons. Previous. Back button.
Now let's tap on the center of the screen.
Congratulations. You have mastered the use of buttons in iOS. It turns out that you used your first button to get past the welcome screen. Navigation bars have buttons as well to help users get around apps. Find the next button to move on to the text field area.
All right, so we have completed our first tutorial of the buttons, and now it wants us to find the next button to proceed on to the next area. I know this, the next button is at the top right, which most of the time you always find, so I'm going to flip back to the left.
Next button.
I'm going to double tap on next.
Alerts. Buttons. Back button.
Now we're going to learn about the alerts tutorial here. It says a double tap, or I should say do a single finger tap on the center of the screen.
Alerts are quite common in iOS. Every time your phone tells you that you are low on power, you receive an alert. Alerts can have one or more buttons. For this example, find the close button to continue. Flick right to find the show alert button and double tap it to bring up the practice.
Okay, so it wants us to, so it basically kind of gives you a basic idea of what the alerts does and what we should expect it to do and why we see this. So it wants us to find the next step here. So as I'm going to keep flicking to the right then.
Menu, button, show alert, button.
Alright, so here's the show alerts. We're going to double tap this.
Alert, alert, this is a standard alert. Press the done button to continue and find the next button to move on.
Sorry about that. So we have found our very first alert. It wants us to, it says, this is an alert, so let's find the done button and double tap on the done.
This is a standard alert, done button.
There's a done button, we'll double tap on done.
Alerts, buttons, back button.
Now we have completed the alerts tutorial here, and so we need to find our next button to go on to the next tutorial. So at the top right hand corner is our next button.
Alerts are quite common in iOS. Next button.
There it is. And now we hit the double tap to go to the next.
Text fields. Alerts. Back button.
Now I'm going to hit the tap to center of the screen.
Just like a computer, iOS also has text fields. Double tapping a text field like you do a button will make a keyboard slide out from the bottom of your screen. This keyboard will have letters on one screen and numbers and punctuation if you find the more button. On the next screen, try typing in the text field.
All right, so it wants us to, now we're going into the text entry tutorial portion of this. And so basically it wants us to go to the next and until we find the text box. So we need to read the whole screen to see what it wants us to do, for example. So I'm going to flip back to the left.
Next button.
And double tap on the next button. Okay.
Text fields. Text fields. Back button.
All right, now we're at the text field tutorial. Let's flick to the right.
Text fields. Heading.
Heading.
Next. Button.
There's our next. It is dimmed. It means you have not completed the tutorial yet. So we have to finish this before we can go to the next tutorials, which is kind of a nice feature. It dims it out until you completely complete this portion of the tutorial. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Double tap the text field and type the text below. ABC123. Double tap the key on the keyboard that you wish to type. Use the symbols button to find the exclamation mark. Once you are done, find the check button to check your text and to enable the next button at the top to move on.
Okay, so it wants us to double tap on the text entry box and then hit ABC123. So let's find the text entry box as I flick to the right.
Type ABC123 here. Text field.
So it tells
double
us.
Double tap to edit.
Let's double tap to edit.
Text field is editing.
Okay.
Type ABC123.
There's my ABC.
More. Numbers.
Now let's do a number.
More. One.
One.
One. Two.
Two.
Two. Four.
And
three.
And then on the bottom right hand corner, of course,
done.
Is my done button.
Alert. Correct. You were successfully able to enter the text in the text field. Now, double tap the next button at the top.
Excellent. So I have now graduated with the text entry box. So it gives you an idea how the text entry box works, and we were able to use our keyboard so they have to get around and figure out where the punctuations and the numbers and the letters are to be able to complete this. So let's go down to the done.
You were successfully done button.
Double tap. I'm not going to go through
text
all
fields,
the tutorials here, but remember, any time that you want to go back to the previous tutorial,
text fields, back
the
button.
Top left is the back button, remember that, and the bottom left
menu
is the menu button. So let's go back to the menu button here.
VO starter.
All
double
right.
Tap begin to start.
This brings us back to the very main page that when we first opened up VO Starter the very first time. I showed you the layouts and all the different tutorials. So at this time, you can either continue and keep going through the tutorial, or you can just skip around the different type of tutorials they have. There's two more things I do want to show you. I thought it was, it's just there. I just want to show you. At the top left is the About
button.
Basically, the About is
heading.
pretty much what you think about is it gives a nice little summary of what the bow is and how to reach them for any comments and suggestions and feedback. So I'm going to go ahead and flick to the right.
Done button.
There's the done button, which is at the top right.
VO Starter 1.0 by Michael Joyce.
So it gives me the version 1.0 by Michael. And when I flick to the right one more time, this is where it gives a nice little summary.
Welcome to VO Starter. VO Starter is the first app to offer blind and visually impaired iOS users training on the built-in screen reader, VoiceOver. For more information, visit our website at iAccessibility.net. Special thanks, VO Starter would not be here without its great beta testers. Text field.
Double tap to enter. And there you have it. That's pretty much all you're going to see about. There are no settings or anything like that. So at the top right here,
done.
It's the done button. So we'll double tap on the done.
VO Starter. Double tap begin to start.
And the last thing I want to show you is the very bottom.
Sliders. Learn how to use speakers. Web views.
I'm going to keep flipping.
Action views.
VO
tips. Resources.
Is the resources. I like this part a lot, and I appreciate the
resources.
Developers doing
VO Starter. Back button.
The one weird thing about this is if I flick to the right.
Resources. Heading.
It says resource heading.
There are several online resources to help you on your way in the world of iOS. Below are a few to get you started. The iAccessibility Report. www.iAccessibility.net. Our website that gets you information about apps and if they work with VoiceOver. AppleViz. http://www.appletus.com. An excellent website for iOS and a great place with app reviews. Text field. Double tap to edit.
How cool is that? So it gives you the AppleViz. So this is a big shout out to them. Thank you so much for recognizing AppleViz and a great resource place for them to come in and learn. And not only that, but to find out all the cool apps that are out there for them to explore and use. So that is pretty much the VoStarter, and I absolutely loved it. And I think this has some pretty good potential to it. With the interfaces I was telling you before, I kind of see where I think they should just drop you right into the first tutorial, which is the button, so you don't have to double tap the begin, because it kind of contradict what you just did, because I mean, what's the point of beginning something where they teach you the first thing is to double tap the button? So that's why I kind of said that if you're a teacher or you're showing this to a friend for the very first time, you'll want to do that begin for them so they can understand what the buttons do. But I would like to see it jump right into the first tutorial, and then at any given time at the bottom left, which is that menu button, that gives you back to that main page where it shows you all the set of tutorials. So with a few little things like that. And two, I would like it to see if there's any way to do completion. Like if you complete a tutorial, it will do a little check box. And like this has been completed, you still have these left to do, because each and every time you come in and out of this app itself, it doesn't remember what you've done. So I would like to see that. But of course, it is a brand new app and it's 1.0, so they have lots of things they could do to improve on it. But I think for being a starter, this is a great app, and I'm going to highly recommend this to all beginner apps. Or I should say all beginner new iOS device owners. So Christmas is right around the corners, or if you got a birthday or something and you got people that's going to be getting it, be sure to tell them about the VoStarter. I absolutely love it. It is a free app, and you can find this in the App Store today. And it's, once you get this installed, it's really not that hard to get it going there. So anyway, I hope you guys find this really educational, and I hope you find this very useful. And if you got any friends or anybody there, students that you'd like to pass this on, be sure to let them know about it. And of course, as always, you know, be sure to let them know about AppleViz itself. Okay? So anyway, my name is Anonymous. I hope you enjoy this podcast. You can follow me anytime if you'd like to just talk with me or leave some comments or feedback or suggestions or just say hello. You can do that on Twitter. My name you can find on Twitter is Thomas_Domville. To spell Domville, D as in David, O M as in Mary, V as in Victor, I L L E, Thomas_Domville. And of course, you can email me if you wish very easily. You can email me at anonymous@themickeyhouse.com. Anonymous is A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S-E at the MickeyHouse.com, anonymous@themickeyhouse.com. You can email me anytime if you got other questions or anything like that, or some suggestions, things like that. I would love to hear from you guys, so hopefully that you'll either follow me by Twitter or by email me. I love to follow you guys, and if you do follow me, I will follow you back as well, just to let you know on the Twitter. So, that is another episode of this podcast, and my name is Anonymous, and I will talk to you guys again at another day, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.